In this radio program, you are going to hear the following words. Read and listen to them. Make sure you know what they mean. AIDS, HIV, UN, shift, sleepwalk, stunting. AIDS, HIV, UN, shift, sleepwalk, stunting. Ready? Now read the questions on the next page. Read them carefully before listening to the radio program.
In medicine, 20 years is a long time to be at war. It is now 2 decades since scientists identified the cause of AIDS, HIV, a strange new syndrome devastating immune systems and destroying lives. Within this period, many things have happened. For some, the prognosis is good. For others, the future will bring only disaster. To discuss the present and the future of AIDS, we have a panel of 3 public health experts: Dr. Nora Smith, Jean Roberts, journalist, and Ray Robb, a UN inspector. What's the current situation, Ray? Do you have any statistics?
In its 2003 report, UNAIDS, the United Nations agency, estimated that 40 million people are infected with HIV and that 2.5 million of them are children. In 2003 alone, 5 million were newly infected.
Officially, the number of infected people has stopped growing.
It's a false picture, Jean. The rising curve has stopped going up. True. But it's because of mortality. Death figures raised from over 2 million people in 1999 to 3 million in 2003.
Why then all the sudden optimism in developed countries?
Well, at first, the typical sufferer was wealthy, white, intravenous drug user, and gay. Now the largest group is of African women, which means poor, heterosexual, and black. This geographical shift has led to optimism among politicians in non-third world countries.
So, there is no real reason for optimism.
We can see some light at the end of the tunnel. Health authorities and experts believe that the battle against the disease has reached a turning point.
For several factors. First, there is increasing recognition of the problem. People are not afraid to accept that there is a big problem. Political leaders, especially in sub-Saharan Africa, are no longer silent or apathetic as they were in the 1990s.
Much of this, though, has yet to translate into action, but at least they are discussing how to make their national health care systems deal with AIDS.
Does it also mean that there is more money available?
Yes, that's a second factor. In 1996, $200 million were spent in poorer countries. Compare it to the $4.7 billion spent this year.
Is it enough?
No. The UNAIDS says that the world needs a total of $10 billion in 2005 just to keep AIDS controlled.
A third factor. Public recognition means better access to medication, better opportunity to provide anti-HIV medication, and this happens everywhere.
And treatments are cheaper. In poorer regions, generics are starting to replace the very expensive medication sold in most countries.
Drugs are also better, and there is a greater variety of them.
An important point is that there is now more experimentation on voluntary patients. Rather than waiting for years to complete complex laboratory evaluation, treatment starts straight away with patients who want to try new drugs rather than simply wait for death.
Do all the countries cooperate in the same way?
It varies. In some Middle East countries where homosexuality, drug use, and commercial sex are illegal or socially rejected, acceptance of the problem is much lower. Religion may also give a false sense of security. People like to believe that AIDS is not a problem for the region.
And is it?
Of course it is. Just look at the figures in the latest UNAIDS report. And it is crucial that governments start planning and doing things immediately.
Yes, delay means only disaster when dealing with AIDS. Take South Africa. A fifth of adults were infected in 1998. Because nobody listened to the experts, their predictions came true. Today, South Africa has more HIV-positive citizens than any other country. 5.3 million out of a population of 45 million.
All governments should look at Africa and tremble. In some countries, more than half the population will die of AIDS. The UN is afraid that several of the most populated countries, Russia, India, China, may be sleepwalking into calamity.
So, in spite of advancements, the situation is really dramatic.
Yes, since HIV was first discovered in the early 80s, the epidemic has mutated. Everything is slow. Research is slow, money is slow, the worst is still to come. 10 years from now, who knows? It may mean economic disaster in 3 generations. Epidemics can explode suddenly.
Are all levels of population equally affected?
The ones who suffer the most are the orphans. In the sub-Saharan countries, there are now 11 million of them. 1 in 10 children is orphan. 1/3 of them because of AIDS.
Orphans are poorer, and they suffer from hunger, stunting, and death, not to mention the psychological trauma of seeing their parents die and of being separated from their brothers and sisters.
Schools reject them. They live in the streets, and prostitution is often their only means of survival. In time, they become parents, without knowing what it means, as they could never learn parental skills from their own parents.
This sounds almost hopeless. What is it we can do?
We must act now, before it's too late. We have the means. We need the will.